The contemporary route. The contemporary era starts in southern Galicia with battles and sieges led by the French. These episodes announce the important social, economic and scientific transformations that will shake the region. New administrative divisions named concellos will be born in this era, after Tui loses the condition of capital city of one of the provinces in the Galician kingdom in 1883. Furthermore, new urbanistic and public space management models will be created. Traffic facilities will be modernized and a certain industrial transformation will be appreciated. The intense emigration to America will favor the cultural transfer that will be issued at the Indiano-style architecture. 1. The Sea Votive Temple in Panchón, Nigrán. It was built between 1932 and 1937 and consecrated to the Virgin Carmel, patron saint of the sea. It was designed by the architect Antonio Palacios from the nearby town of Porriño, author of some of the 20th century most iconic buildings in Madrid. Palacios took inspiration from the Visigoth arch of the former St. John Church in Panchón, located just in front of the current temple. 2. International Bridge of Tui. Opened in 1886, the international bridge between Tui and Valencia meant a great advance for the communications with the neighbor country. Its technical singularity is constituted by its triple use for road, rail and pedestrian traffic, a unique feature for that era. 3. Porriño City Hall. The City Hall building of Porriño, built between 1999 and 1924, is the most important creation of Antonio Palacios in his hometown. This project must have had some special meaning for the architect, not only because it is his first Galician-style architecture, but also because it was dedicated to his mother. 4. Redondela Viaduct. The town of Redondela counts with two architectonic jewels from the 20th century, known as the Bridges of Madrid and Pontevedra. The first bridge, the most ancient and long one, was first opened in 1876. It combined the avant-garde technique of forged steel and the traditional masonry of the piers that support the structure. 5. Aguarda Cultural Center. The cultural center in Aguarda is one of the most emblematic buildings in town, and it's catalogued as colonial and Indiano style. This type of building is characterized by the use of masonry, tiles and forge, with imported elements from the American continent and applied to local typologies, providing a very unique and personal style. 6. Silleiro Lighthouse in Bayona. The lighthouse, located in Cape Silleiro, was opened in 1866 at the sea level. In 1924, the new lighthouse was opened in a building that was placed on top of the hill, at 85 meters from the sea level. This second building is the one that can be visited nowadays. 7. Ponte Sampaio Bridge, Sotomayor. This bridge supports both the Portuguese way to St. James as well as the Roman road via the Etxem, which connected Praça Augusta, nowadays Braga, and Lucus Augusti, nowadays Lugo. Furthermore, it was witness and setting of the last battle in Galicia against Napoleon's army during the Independence War in June 1809.